We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud, and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson with you on a Tuesday morning in the Bay. Going to be a nice one out there.
A hot one.
Can't wait to get out there this afternoon. Here's what I want to talk about today, and it involves Russell Westbrook. And I realize it was a couple days ago where he did the next question, next question, next question. Did it a little bit in game four, after game four, too. And we touched on it just a little bit, and we all agree that's rude. And but by and large, I think we kind of laugh at it. Or, you know, it's amusing. So yesterday I was just thinking about it. Like, how important is it? How important is it when Russell Westbrook comes out to the podium and is a jerk? Like, does it really matter? And for the longest time, I've been coming down on the, who cares? Who cares? Play the game. But The Athletic wrote a story, Ethan Sherwood Strauss, and he talked to Steve Kerr. And asked Steve Kerr about Westbrook in particular. And Steve Kerr had something interesting to say, and I want to read it to you. I feel that we have to be very careful as a league. We're in a good place right now. Very popular. Fans love the game, the social dynamic, the fashion. But more than anything, they love the connection they feel to the players. I think it's important the players understand that it's a key dynamic to this league. I don't think it's a healthy dynamic for this league, for any player, any team, any local media, any national media. And then he talks about answering the questions. It's part of the business. You've got to feed the information. But listen to this. You don't have to give a great answer, but it's dangerous when you go down the path of no communication, because one of the reasons people like the league right now is we have a lot of great players, really good guys who handle themselves well. So don't kill that. Keep it going. Where do you come down on this?
I'm with Steve Kerr, and I'm a grown-ass man, Steiny. These guys, Russell Westbrook is making generational wealth from the NBA. He's earned that. And part of your job is not to be a bully. And to me, that's the easiest thing to do, but I'm gonna go Dr. Phil on you. I think he's not having the results on the court, and he's taking it out on the reporters, just like these players are also taking it out on the referees. It's too easy, and they need an antagonist, and I don't like it. And it is a big deal, and it does give the league a black eye. Dude, all you got to do is answer the question, next question, next question. Come on, Steiny. How infantile is that? How immature is that? And at the end of the day, if Mr. Silver start finding their butts, then we wouldn't get a next question. Dude, these guys aren't here because they love you. They're here because they're trying to do a job, and you're making a mountain out of a molehill. Now you got the refs, and now they're doing this, Steiny. It's weak, and it's too easy, and it's him or players being simpletons. Just answer the question and move on.
The thing I want to know is, and you hit the nail on the head with, he's immature, he's infantile. Let's not debate that because, and I'm not saying you did, but let's not debate that because we know that. I guess the one question I also have is, how do you decide how you like a guy or who you like? And does his behavior make you think, you know what, I'm not even going to like this guy?
And I think that's what Kerr was alluding to.
Right.
Okay. Like,
why would you invest time and energy into Russell Westbrook when he doesn't play that game so as to let his fans in?
The million-dollar question. My thing is, he's captivating young people, or whoever you are, basketball fans all around the country. And when you go to the podium, like Michael Jordan, people, you know, the word, you would gravitate more to him. And I feel like Russell's letting those fans down by being a jerk and going that route. Like, you ain't in the pen. You ain't no gangster. Just answer the question. But I feel like he's getting, you know, he's getting high off his power that he feels he has by not answering the question. And you're letting your fans down that want to hear from you, Steiny, because you're such a great ball player.
I mean, you know, I'm putting it on myself. You know what? I used to like Greg Popovich. I used to. I don't like him anymore. His act is old.
What if it's not an act?
Then I don't like him as a human being. Then I think he disrespects people, and I don't want to be with a guy like that anyway.
That's powerful.
I mean, I was just thinking, you know, what is it that makes us love certain people and not others? For example, I was thinking about this the other day. Let's just say hypothetically, either Steph Curry didn't have any titles, or Westbrook had one,
okay. And
Curry had one, and they were rivals. Let's, you know, who would be more well liked?
Steph Curry.
Why?
Because he doesn't take himself too serious. He's down to earth and he's real. He's like my Mexican food, authentic.
Well, it depends where you go.
Yeah, I got some good spots, but yeah, come on, you know what I'm talking about, Steiny.
By the way, it does seem like everybody's assuming now, if you make a taco in a truck, it's authentic.
It's taking over, though. The trucks are taking over, Steiny.
I gotta believe there's some, like, Americans driving around those Mexican food trucks.
We had one out in front of the building here yesterday. So, I got the email. I was kind of mad, but yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Does what a player does off the court impact how much you like him on the court? And what,
yes,
you know, what is, for example, Kevin Durant over the last 3 years. What have we learned about Kevin Durant? Do you like him more now than you did when he first came? Less? You know? I mean, again, like, Steph Curry is somebody who now I've watched for 10 years, and I have more respect for him now than I ever
like,
did.
Why?
Because
he's not changed.
And he's consistent. Mm. He's a good human being. He's the best player in the world, and yet he's got an average Joe about him. So,
wow.
over the course of the years, Steph Curry's demeanor has been so
consistent,
exemplary that, you know, I mean, he would be liked more. Now, maybe Westbrook doesn't care about it, but, you know, I don't like the way these guys are acting. And what Steve Kerr is saying is, hey, you guys keep acting like this, all right? Westbrook, you want to keep saying next
You're
question?
Losing fans.
Paul George, you want to not answer a question that needs to be asked? You guys want to come up to the puck? Kevin Durant, you want to snipe at the media 5-6 times a year? It's going to have an effect. And I guess what I'm asking is, do you really believe it will, or kind of are these guys untouchable? You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. And Steiny, it does affect if people gravitate to you more because they like you and you're being real, or if, like you think about Popovich, they turn you off. They can be turnoffs. And I think Kerr's looking at it through that prism. Like, dude, don't run fans off and not one of these reporters called a foul, offensive foul. So it gives me some insight to, like, dude, these dudes just don't like the refs, and now it's trickled down to the reporters.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking a little bit about Westbrook and athletes and how they treat the media and whether it matters. And honestly, for a long time, I've come down on the side of the players saying, They don't owe the media anything.
Marshawn Lynch?
If they don't want to talk to the media, they don't have to talk to the media.
But people love him for doing it.
I don't.
But it seems like it's authentic, Steiny. Like, he really doesn't want to talk.
Well, that's true. So I'll give him that. But, I mean, what I'm getting at is, if you're going to do that, are you going to eventually pay the price for it? Because I'm not sure that you will. But anyway, what I'm getting at more is I usually do say, you know, players don't owe anything to the media. They don't owe anything to us. They don't have to come on a show. They don't even have to talk to us. But I do think it was interesting that Steve Kerr took the opposite tact and took it very, very kind of seriously and used the word dangerous. Let's go to Anna, find out what's happening on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Chevrolet of Stevens Creek. Find new roads. Warriors are back in Oakland and looking to close out the series against the Clippers tomorrow night at Rorico, which, of course, you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. And if you want tickets to Game 5, don't you worry. We'll be giving away two pairs of tickets during the Dame and Bruce Show today. That's at 3:30 and 5:15, so make sure to tune in to win. Kevin Durant said when it comes to free agency, he wants the message to be from him, not the media. Does the media need KD? Well, Steiny and Guru will discuss more next. And we are mere days away from the NFL draft, Thursday to be exact. 49ers have the number 2 pick. Raiders hold the 4. And should the Niners pick Bosa, Williams, or maybe someone else? What about trading back? Well, Bay Area News Group Cam Inman talked to General Manager John Lynch about the upcoming draft. He'll join Steiny and Guru coming up at 11 a.m. Game 7, Sharks and Knights at the Tank tonight. I'm Anna Kagarakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on? Stein, Metz, and Guru with you, 95.7 The Game. Talking about pro athletes who basically are jerks and whether you care. And it's all stemming from two quotes. One, you all have seen the Russell Westbrook, Russell Westbrook. What do they call it? Mr. Congeniality.
Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. And Russell, the first half, both teams struggled offensively. It was sort of a slug of a game. Both teams got going in the second half. What happened that sort of reversed the tone of this game?
Next question.
Paul, why did you dunk there at the end of the game?
Next question.
Yeah, Russell, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoma. You guys did a great job on Lillard in the first half. He didn't score until the last 75 seconds of the half. Were you pleased with the defense you played on him, and how did it change when he got going in the third quarter?
That's a good question. Not sure.
All right, Steve Kerr yesterday basically said it's dangerous when you go down that path of no communication. And again, the reason I want to talk about this is because for the longest time, I kind of always sided with the player, with Westbrook, and thinking to myself, you know what? He can do whatever he wants.
It's his job, though, Steiny. It's your job to go talk to the media. You're getting paid millions.
He would say, it's my job to play ball. That's what he would say.
So why do they send him out there? To grow the game.
Probably because if he doesn't, he'll get fined.
No doubt.
Right.
So he hasn't got fined for what he did to Barry.
I would assume he
hasn't.
And
if I'm Barry and I'm with that outfit, I'm pretty upset. I'm sending an email to Adam Silver.
Apparently Trammell didn't even do anything. It's a perception. He thinks Trammell's and
wow. There's no article bashing.
Whatever. It had something to do with Steiny. A Mr. Unreliable way back, but he didn't write the headline. Whatever. It's a joke. It's a joke. Let me be clear.
Russell was my fave.
I mean, Popovich does it too. I don't like it. Bill Belichick does it. For some reason, I don't dislike it as much. But I'm putting Westbrook and Popovich in the same category.
But Pop has never not wanted to talk about your question.
Well, that's true.
He may say whatever, but you're going to get something.
Well, let me ask you this. What's worse? Russell Westbrook saying, next question, or Greg Popovich snickering at you? Do you even watch the game? Ask the, you know, just, that's to me a little more of a humiliation than even what Westbrook's doing. Let's let the listener have their say, his say. Let's go to I want to go to John in Alameda. He's a good place to start.
Hey guys, good morning. You know, here's my point of view. It's all part of the show. I mean, Westbrook is not doing well on the court. He's upset. And now you guys are spending time talking about that instead of his shooting percentage or split screens or...
Well, you know what?
It's all part of the
show. At least we're not talking about Durant's free agency, though, right?
Oh, my God. Thank God for that.
Do you... John, are you a Warrior fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I want to find somebody who's just a fan and, you know, what do they think of Westbrook? I mean, I want to like him. I want to like him, but
you said he was your best show.
Right. And you know what? And I included, and thanks a lot for the call, John.
His podium game.
Yes, I included this because it is entertaining, but it doesn't make it right, right?
And do you think the NBA needs to stoop to this level? And maybe that's why a fine wasn't handed down, because we're talking about this. They're bigger than that. I'm disappointed in Russ, man.
I don't know.
And somebody
know.
From the 510 Guru, you're talking like you know Steph. No, that's the beauty of Steph, is you feel like you know him when he talks to the mic and answers the questions. That's what it's about, a relationship that you feel you have with star player.
Let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I was just wondering if the players are being fined for not going out there and speaking, what happens to the journalists if they just collectively don't ask any questions when he comes out?
That's,
or any other person like that.
That's not a bad...
You're going to get called in the office.
Well, I mean, you could... And thanks for the call, Bob. I mean, in reality, you could make a case that, let's say you and I are journalists, Westbrook treats you like that, doesn't answer your question.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Nobody asks him a question until he answers that question out of respect for our colleague.
Now, wow. But you got to cover the game, though.
You can cover the game without talking to Westbrook afterwards.
But and I guess what I'm saying is he is the game.
Right, but you can write whatever you want about the game. You're still watching the game. So what? You can't hear. So what doesn't get in the paper or the internet that Russell Westbrook said next question seven times? Oh, we want to hear what Russell Westbrook had to say after the game. No, you don't. And if you do, let me tell you. He didn't say anything.
And let me just say this. They won that game that he did that. Had he scored 45, he wouldn't have been saying next question. He'd have been open-ended questions. You'd have had to tell him to be quiet. That's what I don't like, too, is the fact that the series is not going the way they want it, and they're taking it out on the guy that basically said something 10, 12 years ago.
It's a problem. Well, somebody says there's a double standard when it comes to the players and the coaches.
And it's
who
not
do
race.
It. Well, I'm telling you right now, I don't like when Popovich does it either. I don't like when Westbrook does it. I don't like when Popovich does it. So, I mean, last I checked, Popovich was white. Rodney Milpitas, what's up?
Stanley, I disagree with you. Usually I agree with you, but look, when these guys first started out coming out of high school and college, they love to talk to media. Most of these guys do. I understand some guys don't. And it does reflect what they do off the court. 100% it reflects them. And I'm sure when they do this thing, not talking to the media, and trust me, I know there's times that your patience gets old and it gets short, you know, with the same questions or somebody just not asking it the right way. I get it. But I think these guys definitely, they do owe them, you know, to talk to them, at least say a couple things straight, you know, answer it real quick, and that's it. That's all you got to do. It's not, they're not pulling, you know, knives out of your eyes or anything like that. Just something like that. And there's times that you want to break, and I get that. But I think they do owe it to them.
Thanks for the call, Rodney. I got to take this a little personally, though, Rodney. I don't know what you disagreed with me on. I really haven't stated a strong opinion. Other than...
Because you were pro-Westbrook before this jumped off.
Not so much Westbrook. I am one of those guys that, even though I'm in the media, it's like, we don't deserve anything. I mean, I am kind of that way. Westbrook can come out and do whatever he wants. It's the quote from Steve Kerr that has me thinking about it in a bigger way. And what Kerr is saying is, be careful. You know, We got Russell Westbrook doing this. You know, we get a couple more guys doing this. You know, the next thing you know, nobody wants to watch this crap and these guys who they all think are jerks.
So if you've been on the beat, what would you do?
Boy, that's a great question. And we didn't quite, it wasn't quite like this when I was covering the Warriors. I mean, you know, I remember having disagreements with players.
That's life.
I always tried to get them in a one-on-one situation to discuss a problem they may have had. Usually when you do that, it kind of extinguishes the emotion. But this is a little different because Trammell's in a public setting. Other guys and women need to do their jobs, so he can't put on a show himself because that would disrespect his colleagues. So he's in a tough spot too. I don't know, but I'm Steve Kerr's given me another way to think about it. That's where I'm at.
Just real quick, they got a game tonight. Barry,
who?
If you're the Thunder.
Oh, okay.
Does Barry ask another question?
He's been asking questions all year.
Wow.
He has to try to
Barry,
do his
job.
Barry,
you gotta ask.
And by the way, here's the other thing. The last few days I've been listening to Trammell's questions. They're fine. The questions are fine. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. They're not inflammatory or
accusatory. I want to hear the answer about Lillard, how you guys held him in check the first half and the second half he went off.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Marin. What's up, Scott? How are you, man?
Hey, we're just not talking about the elephant in the room, which is it's a team sport, and Westbrook doesn't he's a ball hog, and so he screws up. And when it's in his contract that he has to talk to the media – he don't want to talk about the thing that's the most obvious, which is, hey, you didn't play very well.
Right.
And you got to talk to us. Mm. It's because it's a reflection of who he is on the court, who he is when he has to talk to the media. It's the same person.
That is true. I will give you that. Westbrook doesn't put an act on up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give it to him. He's honest about that.
So what are you saying, though?
Look at the other point guards in the league, like you were just talking about, Damian Lillard, Steph Curry. That's not how they talk to the media.
True.
Not how they play a team sport.
Well, Scott, what's your bottom line, kind of? I mean, I just don't like Westbrook.
But to answer your earlier question is, I don't like him.
Right.
That's the attitude I've developed over, all the years watching him. Man, he's an athlete. This guy he is extraordinarily talented.
And you do just
the ball game? I don't like him.
Just for the record, there are players on other teams that you like, right?
Well, sure.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it. I just wanted to make sure, some people are predisposed to hate everybody non-Warrior.
Yeah, it's a lot of it out there. But, Steiny, the worst part about this is I was waiting for you to say Barry wrote this. Guru wrote this about Steiny a couple years ago. Might have said something about his upbringing, his spouse, whatever. Then I get that. Then, because you crossed him. You cut that athlete. He's done with you. I respect that. But when dude has nothing on file of you guys having to blow up, this is wimpy. I'm going Popeye. This is wimpy.
Let's get another perspective on this from guys who actually played the game at a high level.
That's unprofessional. Part of our job is to talk to the press. We don't make $30, $40 million just to play basketball. People are going to interrupt you when you have dinner. You have to sign autographs. You have to take pictures. And some of that other stuff is talking to the press. Russ has got to do better. Russ is a great dude. And just because a reporter says something bad about you, you don't get the right to just say next question.
Well, I will say this. You know, that happened to me in Houston. There was a reporter, Fran Blanberry, and he had wrote an article. And I didn't appreciate the article. And so I decided I wouldn't talk to him. I said I didn't appreciate the article. Now, like about maybe 6 months into it, I would not talk to this guy. And then I realized I was wrong. I did realize I was wrong in this sense, because it's his opinion. It's his job to write his opinion. Because I don't agree with his opinion doesn't mean I don't have the right to talk to him. I could then express my opinion and then I could have it out. But I don't have to avoid it. Actually became more difficult avoiding him than actually speaking to him because he covered the team. And so I was wrong in that instance. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to start talking to him and not let that hinder me from being the person I am.
I'm going to disagree with both of y'all because I was Russell Westbrook. Sensitive, and if I don't want to talk to you, I don't have to talk to you. Our job is to talk to the media. I don't have to talk to one particular guy.
He is the media.
No, media is media members like four or five. So if, you know, Mickey's in there, Ant's in there, Brian's in there, and I'm talking to you guys, I don't have to talk to
you. What if I ask you a question?
I don't have to talk to
you. Wait, so Shaq, so your theory is, listen, we're just talking now.
Yes.
So your theory is you should only talk to reporters who say positive stuff about you.
Nope.
That's what you're saying.
No, it's not.
What is the personal reason why?
That doesn't make the difference.
All right, there's a couple, three former pros talking about
Shaq said he was Westbrook.
Well, you know what? Vintage Shaq, he comes in and screws everything up. Yeah, and by saying something convoluted about, okay, so he was saying he was Westbrook, and he didn't like to answer questions, but he didn't like when people wrote bad things about him, but he could talk to Gretz. Come on. You know what I mean? They were having a good talk. So I'm not sure what Shaq was talking about. Let's go to we're talking about Russell Westbrook and his behavior post-game and whether or not it matters and whether it affects his popularity or not and whether or not if more and more players start doing this, acting this way, it'll affect the popularity of the game of basketball, all right? And I would have said no chance for the longest time, but Steve Kerr was asked about it yesterday by Ethan Sherwood Strauss in The Athletic, and he basically said it's dangerous. Not dangerous in terms of safety, but dangerous for the league. The league is on top right now, Steve Kerr's talking about. Everybody loves the league, etc. If players start turning the fans off, it's going to hurt their bottom line.
And they love Westbrook. He's box office. So
who does
the fans?
Oh,
people.
Gotcha.
Russell Westbrook is one of those guys, you know, not playing like it, but he's been one of those guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Jesse in San Jose. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
How are you, man?
Two things. I like Westbrook. I like his style of play. The only thing I don't like about it is that he takes up bad shots in the end of games to try to get the team back in, where he's best at driving and getting to the bucket. But in a way, I don't like it that he did that, but the NBA kind of needs guys like that.
No, no, yeah.
There has to be these
fair enough good
and like villains.
That's
you know?
True. I mean, if a good point, Jesse, No. I think Jesse makes a good point. I think I've been saying, yeah, if a lot of players start doing that, well, maybe the answer is, yeah, well, a lot of players aren't going to do that. It's just going to be a few, and that's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? Give me 3 to 5 villains. Give me 3 to 5 Westbrooks, and it'll be great. But we just don't want 200 Westbrooks.
Well, I want my villains on the court, like Draymond.
Draymond's
never went to the media and done. He'll let you know what he's thinking, who he don't like, why he doesn't like you, but he's a villain on the court. 50 Cent had a phrase called wankster. It was a wannabe gangster. So, and that's what Westbrook and Paul George come across as. Dude, it's too easy to use your power to next question. Come on, man. After y'all getting your heads busted in on the court, you want to take it out on old Barry? That's how y'all going to – that make you stick your – come on, man.
What wankster?
Yeah, wankster.
Is that similar to I'd heard this phrase from a friend of mine about 8 years ago. Is that similar to a studio thug?
Same thing. Same thing.
Okay.
Look at you, Stoddy.
Okay.
Studio gangster, but – we call him wankster.
Okay.
Like Westbrook, what are you? And then Paul George said in that soundbite, "You want me to tell him?" Like Why are you following him?
You know what? Is that what he said?
Yeah. You want me to tell him that Russ had to all do it? Like Russ is Suge Knight, and
I was wondering what
dude,
they were saying.
That is weak, Paul. I lost all respect for you, dog. That's weak.
Oh, I didn't
that is
know
weak.
That.
You want me to tell him for you, Russ? We're both playing. Like you want me to tell him? That's weak. That's weak.
And here's the other thing about Westbrook. I got it. Because I kind of like him. I just think what he can't. I don't like what
him.
He did. But the reason Russell Westbrook is the player he is because of the chip on his shoulder. And the reason he's so great is, one of the reasons, he refuses to give in. He will never give in. Hey, Russ, if you had that shot back, would you like to get a better shot? No, I like that shot. But it was a 42-footer with a hand in your face. No. Wouldn't you rather have a dunk? No, I like that 40. You know what I mean? He'll never, ever, ever give in. And so that he's just so competitive now, even in an argument, he's never going to lose it. He'll never lose an argument. He'll never give in to Trammell. But
he answered everybody else's question.
That's true.
That's why I'm just bothered that, dude, it's so personal with this guy that you're going to freeze him out. You're going to do him like that.
For example, Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, 219, says, that's why I love Klay Thompson, down to earth and fun in the media. But you know what? Klay doesn't really like talking to the media. He doesn't talk to the media long,
okay.
And he's kind of made a joke out of it. Remember how he's like, if there's 3 seconds of silence, he'll leave. You know what I mean? But it's kind of funny.
It's out of the Marshawn Lynch playbook.
No,
you know it's real.
No, I think
you know he don't really want to play that game.
Right, but he does.
You respect it, though, is what I'm saying, Stoney.
But Marshawn doesn't play the game.
But he doesn't play the game consistently. Russ is picking and choosing who he wants to talk to. That's all my problem is.
What do you think about these racial components that are coming in over the text line about that it has to do with a lot of white journalists?
I'm just speaking for you. Go ahead.
White journalists asking.
You just said you got a problem, and a lot of people got a problem with Popovich.
Right.
So it's not that Russell's answering questions. It's just with this one guy and Paul George being the little follower that he is.
Gotcha. Yeah. Let's go to Richard. Richard's in Dallas. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead, man. We may have a bad connection, but I'll give you a try.
Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. First of all, just to let you guys know, I work outdoors here at people's residences, and the game is not allowed to crowd, so they know the Bay Area.
Oh, thank you. Dallas, like the big D.
I rep you guys a lot here.
Okay, that's all right. So you're living in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
Originally from the Bay Area, from the North Bay up. Just south of Ukiah.
Gotcha.
You know, when it comes to the players, I was going back. Now, I'm a Raider fan through and through, but I remember with football history, I remember John Taylor for the Niners.
Yep.
He didn't like speaking with the press, but he was, you know, he was cordial and he's respectful. He just was very quiet.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch, you know where you're getting. He doesn't like speaking with the press, but he's not personal. The difference is that when you look at Westbrook and some of these other people who are picky, they're choosy, they're really thin-skinned, that's the taste I can't stand because it's an entitlement that they have. And I completely disagree with that kind of action. If you're going to be consistent, follow through and be consistent. But none of this when I have a bad game and I'm in a bad mood and I'm blowing it for the team,
right.
All of a sudden I'm not going to answer personal questions.
Well, and you know what? And thanks for the call, Richard. Or can you do this? Or is this asking too much? You come up to the podium, and you lost, but you actually just say, you know, I'm pissed off, man. I don't even want to talk about this right now. You know, what happened on that? What happened on that last drive, Steinmetz, when you got beat? Next question. No.
The greats would never do that. Brady's Jordan. They'll tell you what went down. Magic, Kareem, Kobe. They'll tell you what went down. And I know I'm being redundant, Stoney. At the end of the day, it's part of their job. This is not, hey, Kobe. Hey, Stoney, do you want to go talk? No, you got to go talk. People love you. Whether you know it or not, you are an icon. They want to hear from
you. It's like, you know what, Guru? To a lesser degree, it's like when we're doing a pregame show at Oracle Arena, and about four people come up.
All right.
They all want to say, where's Guru? Who's Guru? Where's Guru? I want to shake hands with Guru. I know you hate that because you've told me privately you can't stand those people, but you put on a good face for them.
And I would do that if for somebody walking.
I'm kidding.
I just wanted to make sure. I love the Guru.
Hey, sometimes maybe you're not in a good mood to, you know, say hello to somebody who wants to meet you. You got to do it. You got to do it. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr says it's dangerous what Russell Westbrook is doing. How do you feel about it? Also, coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to have Cam Inman. We're going to get into some NFL draft stuff. And that's going to be sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson joining you. We're talking about Russell Westbrook. We're going to have Cam Inman coming up in 10 minutes. Talk a little NFL draft, San Francisco 49ers. But first,
Radio.com Sports. Breaking news. Brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class.
All right, Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter is reporting, and I'm just going to read the tweet. In a turn of events, 49ers franchise kicker Robbie Gould has pulled his contract proposals that he sent to San Francisco and told the team he will not negotiate or sign a long-term deal with them, and he would like to be traded. That's what Gould said today. The franchise!
He must have found something out.
Literally, the franchise wants out.
Wow.
Not quite.
No, yeah, I get that. That was nice.
All right, we're gonna be able to talk to Cam Inman about that in about five, 6 minutes.
What do you think happened?
He probably wants to go back to Chicago.
No, he got news of something. Something happened.
What? Were they 49ers drafted a kicker with two?
He got hot, Steinie.
I'm going to come out and ask Cam Inman. Hey, Cam, who's the best kicker in college football?
Wow, man.
Remember Russell Erksleben?
What a last name. No, I don't.
He punted and kicked. He punted and kicked field goals.
Oh, man.
Let's wrap up the Westbrook stuff before we go to Cam Inman. And let's go to Mo in Danville. Hello, Mo.
Hey, what's up, Steinie? What's up, Guru? How are you doing?
All right.
Hey, question for you, and maybe this is just my lack of experience, and it's more of a fan as opposed to somebody that understands the business. But I mean, Russell Westbrook has a brand that he has had to manage. He's like number 50 or 51 on the Forbes celebrity list. He's got sponsorships with a bunch of different companies, right?
Okay.
I mean, is he required in his contract to show up at the podium, or is the sports information director kind of saying, man, he's not in a good mood right now. I understand he's passionate about the game. Let's get him a little cool-down period before he has to talk to the media. I mean, help me understand a little bit about, how it works.
Okay.
The scene.
Yeah, you have to. My understanding was, I haven't been entrenched in about 10 years, but a player has to be available basically one time during the day. So if the Warriors, let's say, they have shoot-around in a game.
All right.
Curry may not talk at shoot-around. Won't talk before the game. He'll talk after the game. So he's fine. Now, Steph Curry is... Now, let's say there's a practice. And now the Warriors practice, there's dozens and dozens of... Let's say there's 30 people covering the
John
team.
John Dickens.
So chances are, Curry's going to be quote-unquote wanted. You know, so then they'll bring Curry out. But here's the thing. Curry is very accommodating. So there are nights when Curry will tell Raymond Ritter, the PR director, man, I'd love not to go out tonight. And so Raymond will come and he's like, Steph's not into it tonight. This is very rare, by the way. And then the media's like, that's fine. I'm talking regular season games.
And they're all good with it.
Or maybe at a practice. Yeah, because he makes himself available 80%+ of the time. Every once in a while, he's just not, he's like, what? I don't want to do, let me not do the scrum after. It's basically, a lot of times, it's you draw straws in a way, and whoever gets a short straw has got to go deal with the media. You know what I mean?
Got it.
But the Warriors don't have that kind of problem. The Oklahoma City also, I don't want to get too inside baseball, but they've had a history of overly protecting their players. They don't allow access to their players. They insulate them in such a way that some people believe that when they are questioned, like regular pro athletes, that they're just not used to it. They're just not used to it because it's a one pro city town and everybody loves them and everybody throws them softballs and there's more dynamic dynamics to it than just
Prediction for you, Stoddy. Barry asked him Westbrook a question tonight. Westbrook answers.
Okay. I'm not betting on it. All right. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. Hey, Rich.
Hey,
Rich, what's up, man?
What's up, Guru?
What's up, Rich?
Not much, man. Hey, listen, you know what? I think really at the end of the day concerning Westbrook, it's just about him forgetting that he needs to learn to accept everything that's about the National Basketball Association. Okay? He can accept the large contracts. He can accept the fame, the notoriety when he gets the triple doubles. He can accept all those things. But then if he gets in a situation where his team loses, it's like, oh, well, you know what? I don't want to face the media. It's like, you need to understand that that's all part of it.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, the situation that happened with Golden State when they lost a crucial game 7 against Cleveland. It's like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, the three of them had to go before the podium and explain why they lost that game. Now, I know that was difficult for
right.
the three of them, but they did it because they know they had to. Now, as far as Greg Popovich goes, I respect Greg Popovich. I really do, the coach. You know, he puts together championship teams. But when it comes to him dealing with the media, I don't respect him. I think he talks down to people.
Yeah.
And it's rude. It's uncouth. And also, it doesn't show any class. And I think Westbrook should understand that if you're in this association and you're being paid the way you're being paid, you need to show respect for the media and address the media as you're supposed to and really keep yourself in accord with class.
Rich, I got to tell you, you used a word that was one of the first kind of big words my parents used, uncouth. And it was one of the first words I learned, and it's a great word. Great word, Rich. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's uncouth. I agree. Ah, shoot. What was I going to say? Oh. I'm with him completely on Greg Popovich. Great coach.
He's an ambassador of the league, though, Stoney. He's coached you at Team USA. So I think you and Rich, or guys like you and gals, may be taking his act too seriously.
But why he's actually done it longer than Westbrook. Why would people accept it from Popovich but not accept it from Westbrook? Because one's a coach, one's a player?
No, Westbrook's not playing ball. Pop's playing ball. He just might be mean at it, but you're getting something from him.
That's
not. And do you think he means half of what he's saying, or is he just Pop?
I don't care. It comes off as very mean-spirited. Very. And it's pejorative, and
it's pejorative.
It's
wow.
I don't like it at all. Here's the other thing. And I believe this, but I probably shouldn't say it. I'm going to say it.
No,
anyway,
we want to know.
I really think. And here's another reason why I don't like Popovich, the way how he treats people, is because he treated Craig Sager like crap. And then Sager got sick. And then Greg Popovich starts talking about how great he is. And now he's kidding good-natured with him. And now he's saying, we miss you. I miss you back. And
but wasn't that their thing?
That's what bothered me.
Wasn't that their stick? He would be mean, and Craig had a way to kind of defuse him. Like, I'm not going to run away. I'm going to still do my job.
No doubt.
And then I think Pop respected Craig even before he got sick
because
he wouldn't run.
I don't think he respected Sager. I think he thought he was a buffoon who wore stupid clothing to games.
Wow.
And
I couldn't
even believe he had actually talked to the guy in the middle of a game. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I also think that Sager – yes, he did receive it differently. Like, if I were on the receiving end of that time and time again, I mean,
you need therapy.
I don't know. Right? I mean,
you'd
I don't know
quit.
What I would do.
Now, Craig did it.
I mean,
Craig
know.
Had a way to diffuse him. Stuff. Like, I'm doing me. You know, I'm a brand there before brands.
There were times when Popovich gave.
I never heard that,
I think
man.
He, or I didn't think.
People look at it that way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you do with Popovich. Really? You know, it's like he starts being rude. I don't know. Really, Greg? This is what you're going to do? This is what you're going to do?
Right.
By the way,
hey,
if you want to hear the greatest coach of all time in terms of press conferences, John Tortorella.
Oh, I was going Denny Green.
I believe he's coaching Columbus now. They just pulled a monster upset.
What would classify as a monster upset for Columbia?
They beat Tampa Bay. The Lightning had the best record in NHL history this year, and they got swept in the first round of the playoffs. Did you not know that?
No, I was watching, and I thought you were talking about college when I heard Columbus.
Columbus, Ohio. Around.
Yeah,
they have an NHL
I've been following
team.
The Sharks. We got a big game tonight. Game, damn it.
You're going to watch the Sharks.
I have been watching the Sharks.
No, you haven't.
Ask me what I did Sunday.
Name five players.
Pavelski.
That's one.
Hurdle.
That's two. Don't talk in his ear.
Nobody is saying Thornton.
I don't think he's with the team anymore.
Oh, come on, Stoney. You know he is.
No, he's not.
Thornton's with the Sharks.
He's with Las Vegas, I think. Oh, he is? Who am
nah,
I thinking
look
of?
Look at you, Stoney.
Okay, that's three. Okay. You still need two more.
But you're still not going to give me hockey.
Of? Who am I thinking of? Who's the big Marlowe? I know Marlowe.
Yeah. And then we got to go with our the guy that I said might need contacts, the goalie.
Martin Jones?
Yeah.
Hey, you got the four.
Hey, come on now.
Steiny, when you use words I don't understand, I'm going to take it that as a sign of disrespect.
That was a word. What was it?
Pejorative. It means to belittle. Belittle somebody.
Well, we know about that. And then my last fifth is Thornton.
That was four, I think.
No, I said Burns. Dude, I've been watching.
All right, name six. Who's our coach? Who's the Sharks coach? He's pretty good. What's his name?
Yeah, I've heard him. Yeah, damn, Stoney.
I believe it's Peter DeBoer.
Yeah. But I know their announcer. Snyder.
What's his name?
Rosanowski's
first name.
Come on, Stoney. I've talked to him.
Well, that doesn't mean you know his first name. But anyway.
Yeah, that passed.
It's Dan, by the way.
No. Duh.
But the question is, shoot.
I wonder who's going to open the door tonight.
Oh, why didn't you say Donskoy? That would have been the guy. Yeah. No, but that's,
Yeah. Well, I'll see you.
Donskoy. Listening to we're getting silly. We got Cam.
Yeah.
Don't have Cam yet.
Give me some love, though, Stoney. You didn't think I knew them names. I'm kind of feeling juiced.
You think I don't think Pappas was in your ear?
You would have heard it.
No, I wouldn't have. He could turn me off and have you on.
Well, no, he wasn't in my ear.
Game 7 tonight between the Sharks and the Golden Knights.
I can't wait. And they don't know who's opening Kittle. He was on with the morning show. Joe asked him a great question. He was trying to get tickets. How they lead. They have E40's done it. All the stars do it. Okay. Lead the team on the ice. They should call
who's
you.
Who's going to do it?
We don't know. That matters to me, though.
Maybe it's going to be Cam Inman, our next guest from the Bay Area News Group. He's very busy these days. Cam, what is going on with Robbie Gould?
Robbie Gould wants to stay home in Chicago and not come back to the 49ers.
So can you?
He wants to come back at a very expensive contract that the Niners are willing to give a 36-year-old kicker.
Yeah, is that and what? How do you think this is going to play out?
Oh, well, here's the thing, Steiny. The catch is, as much as he'd want to stay in Chicago, the Niners got a franchise tag on. So the Bears are going to have to pony up something but not to get him. And they don't have a draft pick in the first two rounds. So do they want to trade a future pick for him? Is that something that the Niners would take? I don't know. But that's one main reason why you have the franchise tag is so you can – hold on to a free agent who's going to be coveted by somebody else and who may not want to be there. So how it plays out, I'm not sure. I don't think that they want to force Robbie to come back and kick if he wants to stay back in Chicago with his family. But at the same time, they got to protect their interests. And my guess is that a deal will somehow get done and he'll actually probably end up kicking somewhere else.
Cam, I want to play a game with you. Fill in the blank. Bosa will be a great pick for the Niners because?
Because he can kick field goals. No. because I think he's a better choice than an interior defensive lineman, as much as you may want him. I think Bosa is going to give him that edge rushing to complement Dee Ford on the other side that they really need. And you're well stocked on the interior with the Forrest Buckner, Solomon Thomas, and Eric Armstead. It makes a lot of sense. If it's not Bosa, then I would guess more Josh Allen
than a Quinn and Williams. As much as Quinn and Williams are getting talked up a lot heading into the draft,
yeah,
I think the Niners got to go edge still.
What do you think the Cardinals are going to do?
I think they're going to go with Kyler Murray. I think you make that move with a coach in mind where he wants to marry himself to the quarterback. And I don't sense that he's marrying himself to Josh Rosen, a guy that really struggled as a rookie. He beat the Niners twice, but that wasn't any great feat. But he didn't look great. And I don't think a head coach is going to take over wanting to commit himself to that. So, yeah, I think they're going Kyler Murray. Now, if Kyler Murray doesn't go to the Cardinals, then it really becomes interesting because that's when people will think that the Niners have some negotiations with teams that'll want to trade up to get him. But I don't know how many teams want to trade up to get a 5'10 quarterback, scored really low on his Wunderlich. It may have to be depending on what system it is. So it's kind of a fascinating draft from that standpoint if he doesn't go to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm with you, Cam. Now, let me ask you this. How realistic is it that the Niners trade down from number two? Because we heard Lynch just say they're receiving calls. But, Cam, do we know if the Niners are making any calls?
Well, I mean, it's just at that time of the year where everybody's calling everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.